Let's talk about davening on planes. So, first of all, if it can be avoided, that's a great idea, to try to avoid having to daven on the plane. Conditions on planes are not really very good for davening. If a person can daven before, can daven after, that is highly recommended. Obviously, one would not miss this man tefillah in order to daven on the plane. Therefore, there's going to be certain times when you can't avoid davening on the plane. But if it's at all possible to daven before or after, even if it means, you'd have to daven shacharis before nates, or play with this man named Mincha Mariv, you could daven Mincha early, and then Mariv also after Plaga Mincha before Shkia, that would be better than having to daven on the plane. As an aside, so an interesting discussion as well with regard to davening and other forms of transportation. You sometimes see people davening on buses. That's more common with women than men. But in Sefer Halicha Shlomo, he really does not like that practice at all. A person is not supposed to be davening while in motion, and very much preferred to be davening standing up rather than sitting down. So he does not like this practice at all. And I heard quoted the name of Chaim Kanievsky that if a person would be doing that and would arrive at his stop, so it would be not only permissible, but also preferable even, to get off the bus and find a corner and just continue davening there, even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. What if a person cannot avoid? You have to daven on the plane. Derech Agav, again, when it comes to Zmanei HaTefillah, I've heard people be confused. It goes by where you took off from. It goes by where you're landing. It doesn't go by that. It goes by where you are right now. So depending on which direction you're traveling in, the Zmanei may move very, very quickly, or maybe may move very, very slowly. From here to the United States, it'll move very slowly. From the United States to Israel, the Zmanim go very, very fast. So you have to be on your toes. So let's say a person is davening on the plane. So how do you do so? So as I mentioned, we do have a very strong preference for davening standing up. The Shulchan Aruch even says in Siman Tzadi Dalet Siv Tes that if a person has to daven sitting down, and then the Zman Tefillah is not over yet, then he has the opportunity to daven again standing up. He's chayav to daven again standing up. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says the Achronim agree, we do not paskin this way. So if a person does daven sitting down, he's totally yotze and does not have to daven again. Not only that, but the Gedolei HaPoskim, Bizman Hazer, Moshe Feinstein, and the Igros Moshe, Dalit Simin Chof, and Shlomo Zalman as well, as quoted in the Halicha Shlomo, recommend that usually on a plane it'll be better to daven sitting down. If you're going to go ahead and daven in the aisle and people are going to be walking by, not only are you disrupting them, but they're disrupting you, so then it's not worth it. In a big plane, if there's room, there's a nook and cranny that you can daven when you're out of the way, so then they were standing up, so that would be great. Otherwise, a person would daven sitting down. Rav Moshe writes that even though davening sitting down is b'di'evet, in a circumstance like this, it would be l'chatchila. The Ramah does write there in Sif Hei that if a person has to daven sitting down, it would be better at least to stand for the krios, that he can bow from a position of standing. So if a person can maneuver himself in his seat, at least to a somewhat standing position for the krios, that would be ideal. If a person is standing, and again, there's a reason he has to sit down, such as there's turbulence, or the flight crew tells him he needs to sit down, so he should go ahead and sit down, even if he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and just continue on without speaking, without interrupting with speech, and he can continue on. What about minyanim on the plane? Remember, I was once on a plane, and a fellow was, trying to gather a minyan. So I said to him, did you ask the flight crew if it's okay? So he said to me, do I have to ask him if I can breathe? So it's a very nice demonstration of the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. But life is not so black and white like that. So many of the poskim write that a person is never right to necessarily make a minyan in places where your davening is going to disturb other people who have every right to be there and every right to be resting, and you're going to go ahead and yell right next to them or stop them from being able to walk by or go to the bathroom or the flight crew from doing their job, etc., etc. Not only that, but this is really private property of someone else. This is an airplane's private property. You have no right to use it in ways that you don't have permission from the Bailim. So in Halicha Shlomo, on page Sadi Vav, it says that Shlomo Zalman was not in favor of the minyanim on the planes. There have been letters publicized by Rav Avad Yosef and his son Rav Yitzchak Yosef, as well as Rav Vosner. They also all were not in favor. If they're able to do it in a way, I've seen this happen also, that doesn't bother anyone, and the flight crew is okay with it, and they give permission, and great, gevaldik, that's wonderful. Tefillah b'tzibur really is very important. But if that's not the case, So then it would be preferable to daven at one seat. May our tefillos be answered. Have a wonderful day. Please do stack the chairs.